Hello, welcome back to the Global Intelligence and Knowledge Network Weekly Intelligence Wrap-Up. I'm your host, Neil Bisson, a retired intelligence officer with the Canadian Security Intelligence Service and the director of Global Intelligence Knowledge Network. And this week's Intelligence Wrap-Up will bring you the latest insights into national security, intelligence, espionage, and terrorism. Just like any intelligence report, I'm here to provide you not only a summary of information, but also the analysis based on my insight, experience, and expertise in the world of intelligence. There was no lack of reporting regarding the public inquiry into foreign interference and the 2019-2021 federal elections in Canada, as the Prime Minister provided his testimony this week. So without further ado, let's get into this week's stories. Our first story today centers on a recent news article in The Guardian entitled, "Why is Canada accusing India and Pakistan of election interference?" The article highlights the recent allegations made by CSIS accusing both India and Pakistan of attempting to meddle in Canada's last two general elections. According to CSIS reports, India and Pakistan have been waging parallel influence operations within Canada, each with their own strategic aims. The allegations against India suggest a concerted effort by the Indian government to sway Canadian politics, particularly targeting specific electoral districts and politicians. So what's the objective of India and Pakistan here? Well, essentially, it's to align Canada's positions with their own country's government's interests. This includes India's interests regarding the sensitive issue of Khalistan, an independent Sikh homeland. With a large diaspora from the Sikh culture living in Canada, India is concerned that Canada's Sikh community is free to finance and organize their own goal of an independent state from India. India's influence campaigns, as outlined by the CSIS report, involves a clandestine provision of financial support to certain Canadian politicians, often without their knowledge. These proxy agents operate under the guise of the Canadian and Canada-based entities, effectively obfuscating direct links to the Indian government. The response from New Delhi was swift, dismissing the allegations as baseless and accusing Canada of interfering in its internal affairs. Tensions between Canada and India have heightened over the past years as previous disputes, including accusations of India's involvement in the killing of Canadian Sikh leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar in June, have dominated the news alongside foreign interference. For more on the Nijjar assassination, go to the Global Intelligence Knowledge Network website, where I discuss the OPSEC, or operational security, surrounding this kill squad activity. Pakistan's alleged interference in Canadian politics is portrayed as more limited in scope, primarily aimed at promoting its own interests and countering India's influence. However, unlike India, Pakistan has yet to respond to the accusations leveled by CSIS. The implications of these allegations extend beyond simple diplomatic tensions. They raise crucial questions about Canada's vulnerability to foreign interference and the need for a greater coordination in Canada's intelligence community and the key electoral and political agencies to help safeguard our democratic processes. As Canada's population becomes increasingly diverse, understanding the dynamics of its diaspora communities becomes paramount in addressing these challenges. Homeland issues will always be a component of a country with a high level of immigration like Canada. However, concern doesn't lie with the communities themselves, but with the coercive and clandestine actions of nations that will either try to intimidate these communities or place individuals within Canada to try to obtain positions of influence within the Canadian political and governmental systems. But if you think I forgot about China's foreign interference activities, I did not, and neither did the Prime Minister. On Wednesday, Justin Trudeau spent over 4 hours at the public inquiry into foreign interference in the 2019 and 2021 federal elections, where, among other things, he stated that despite receiving intelligence indicating potential foreign interference in the Don Valley nomination race in 2019, he chose not to remove Han Dong as the Liberal candidate. His reasonings behind the decision? According to the Prime Minister, the available intelligence did not meet the threshold for such a drastic action. I'm not sure what the Prime Minister's threshold to remove a Liberal candidate is, but the question remains, Is it the same level of threshold for a candidate from another political party other than his own? From the perspective of optics, the Prime Minister's decision appears to be a conflict of interest. His decision not to remove Han Dong from the nomination race when he was presented with intelligence indicating potential foreign interference could be concluded as being biased. This appears to be based on his political affiliation and not based on the best interests of the Canadian public. Trudeau's testimony marks the first time he has acknowledged being briefed about alleged Chinese planning for interference in the Toronto area riding of Don Valley North, 2019. His former campaign director, Jeremy Broadhurst, alerted him to the concerns raised by intelligence services regarding potential interference, specifically through the mobilization of buses by Chinese officials. However, Trudeau emphasized that the information provided by CSIS at that time was not sufficiently clear regarding Han Dong's acknowledgement or involvement in the alleged interference. However, following the election, Trudeau requested further information from CSIS to better understand the context and implications of the allegations. Again, the timing of this follow-up for more intelligence from CSIS demonstrates an interest in seeing a Liberal candidate acquire the nomination over concern that foreign interference has taken place prior to the election. The revelations come amid the broader inquiry into foreign interference in Canadian democracy, with a spotlight on the intricate web of influence operations targeting immigrant communities and political candidates. These operations, often orchestrated by foreign actors, pose a significant challenge to the integrity of democratic processes and national security. When questioned about redacted information from a 2019 annual report from the National Security and Intelligence Committee of Parliamentarians and how India may have interfered with Canada's electoral process, the Prime Minister chose to divert attention to the previous Conservative government and how their decisions to get close to the Indian government may have led to those redactions. I've stated this in the past and I'll say it again. This is not the time to play party politics or jockey for position against other political parties. The Canadian public needs to understand what is happening regarding foreign interference in Canada and how all communities can combat it. Trying to place blame as opposed to taking accountability is not what is needed at this time. The inquiry will continue to shed light on the multifaceted nature of foreign interference. This includes everything from arranging the busing of international students to the spread of disinformation and covert communications with foreign officials. The stakes are high, with implications for Canada's relations with key geopolitical players and the trust of its citizens in the electoral system. The decision of the Prime Minister to question the reliability of intelligence information by CSIS on foreign interference, to state that the threshold to remove a Liberal candidate was not met, and then to request CSIS to look further into the matter after the election was completed, highlights some major concerns in regard to whether foreign interference is a priority or just a concern since it's your political party that may be jeopardized by it. Additionally, when taking into consideration with the Prime Minister's appointed special rapporteur, David Johnston's conclusion that a public inquiry into foreign interference wasn't required, this leaves many questions about the true intentions of the Prime Minister. Okay, I know there's been a lot of foreign interference on this episode, but bear with me as we discuss another news article on the subject. But from this perspective, it's going to be more about cyber. A news article from Global News provided a report from Macintosh's Threat Analysis Center, which has sounded the alarm, indicating that Chinese and North Korean actors across are gearing up to target upcoming elections not only in the United States, but also in India and South Korea. This development underscores the expanding cyber influence capabilities of these nations. According to the report, China is likely to employ various tactics, including the creation and dissemination of AI-generated content aimed at bolstering its positions in high-profile elections. These efforts extend beyond traditional cyber attacks to include the manipulation of public opinion through deceptive narratives and misinformation campaigns. As we know, it's not just the United States feeling the heat of China's influence operation. As I've discussed, Canada has also experienced the ripple effect of these operations. This includes AI videos falsely depicting Chinese dissidents criticizing the Canadian government. Just another reminder of the modern-day disinformation campaigns that happen. What makes China's interference particularly so effective is its use of sophisticated techniques to exploit cultural divisions and aggravate existing rifts in target countries. From stoking anti-government sentiments to spreading conspiracy theories, these tactics pose a significant challenge to democratic institutions and social cohesion. While the impact of Chinese influence operations may currently be limited, the potential for future escalation cannot be ignored. As technology continues to evolve and adversaries become more adept at exploiting these vulnerabilities, the need for robust cybersecurity measures and coordinated international efforts to combat disinformation has never been more urgent. As we can see, foreign interference is a national security issue not only for Canada, but for the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia. Just as Canada is using all the Canadian intelligence community to identify and deter this activity from foreign threat actors, so too the Five Eyes community needs to combine forces to ensure that these democratic nations are not at further risk to influence and interference by foreign actors. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'd like to hear your thoughts and comments on the show. Don't forget to go to www.globalintelligenceknowledgenetwork.com for more insightful articles on all things spy-related, including intelligence terminology, dossiers on various intelligence organizations and security agencies, and previous media interviews that I participated in. If you want to learn more on how spies use situational awareness to stay safe and how you can do it too, go to the Global Intelligence Knowledge Network Inside Intelligence YouTube channel for more interesting videos on tradecraft. And don't forget to listen to this week's episode of Spies Like Us, the podcast that I do with fellow retired intelligence professionals Bill Gursky and Al Tredenick. Until next week, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe.